Have you ever noticed how celebrities have brighter, wider looking eyes? Their makeup artists have a little secret in their kit. Lumify Redness Reliever Eye Drops. Lumify dramatically reduces redness in just 1 minute. It literally happens right before your eyes to help them look brighter, wider, and more awake for up to 8 hours. No wonder it's so loved by influencers, celebrities, and makeup artists, and has over 6,000 five-star reviews on Amazon. Lumify is also the number one eye doctor recommended redness reliever eye drop, and it's FDA approved. No bleach, no dyes. Plus, it's made by the eye care experts at Bausch & Lomb, so whether you're on set, on a date, or running on just a few hours of sleep, you can have eyes that look brighter and wider with Lumify eye drops. When you try it, you'll see that it's what your eyes have been looking for. Check out LumifyEyes.com to learn more. Apartments.com believes having a gym in your building does way more than just get you in shape. It turns your entire life around and is a great place to scope out the hot guy that lives in your building. And by guy, I mean guys. Having a gym in your building makes it 10 times more likely that you actually end up, show up, and work out. I mean, it's 5 floors down or whatever it is. And you'll be saving money on a gym membership that you'll go to probably half as much. With Apartments.com, finding somewhere to live is easy. Apartments.com hosts more rental listings with over 1 million available units. And with comprehensive search tools and instant alerts, you never have to worry about missing out on the perfect place, or a treadmill for that matter. To find whatever you're searching for and more, visit apartments.com, the place to find a place. It's Sophia Franklin, and you are listening to Sophia with an F, but I think I'm in the mood for a quickie. What do you think? I am telling you, within 30 seconds, these two dudes, both gorgeous, one of them from Australia, one of them from LA, sit down next to us. Actually, he was from London. It doesn't really matter, but like kind of matters. Like, I don't know. I'd rather fuck a guy from London than Australia. Hi, Sleuths. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Mini Monday. I have a little mini episode in store for you. I am a tad trepidatious jumping into this episode because I feel like I'm doing it in front of an audience, which is ironic because I am recording for all of you guys, but I also just don't trust the bitches in the hallway. And if you're listening, bitches in the hallway, well, I hope you enjoy the fucking show. And please subscribe. I feel like I'm living in a college dorm. There is just in and out traffic constantly. I don't know if 12 people live in the apartment right across from me, but the door is opening and shutting every 5 minutes. And I do think that we should get into this mini because it is a Sleut University. How fucking ironic that I was just talking about my building feeling like a college dorm and this week it's a Sleut University. You can't make this shit up. This Sleut University, it's going to be a little bit different. I'm not talking dating. I'm not talking bettering yourself in the sense of like your mental. I am talking about your wardrobe and your clothing and your style and what it says about you. Most importantly, I'm talking about how if you dress down and wear sweats to the bar, you are more likely to have a dude hit on you. And let that sink in. This concept isn't new at all. if I recall, Drake is the one who said, sweatpants, hair tied, chilling with no makeup on, that's when you're the prettiest. I hope that you don't take it wrong. So this isn't a new thing. I've thought about this a million times. I have evidence that supports this claim. I just think we need to dig a little bit deeper into it, because there's different types of comfy. Because I've dressed comfy before, and I can tell you that that version of comfy would not be getting me a date in any fucking lifetime. Like, there's the comfy of me and my brother running to Southtown Mall in Utah, where I'm wearing the Christmas PJs that my mom got me with Uggs that are hers that have been in the mudroom closet for 20 years and are collapsed over and have like all the snow fucking white stains all over them. Yeah, there's that kind of comfy look. And then there's the comfy look where it's, I just left yoga and these leggings happen to just shape and lift my ass in the best way. And I'm wearing the little shrug with my outfit. You guys know what the fucking shrug is, which I thought was hysterical, and I didn't understand it unless you were a ballerina. Like, why do you need a long sleeve shirt just missing the shirt part? It's like basically a tube that just covers your two arms. Now I'm obsessed with it because I think it's the cutest shit ever. But if you're wearing that kind of comfy and the platform UGG minis and your hair is like, you know, tied up in a ponytail, but a ponytail you spent some time on and maybe a little bronzer, those are two different types of comfy. And I think it's really important to fucking point that out, because the first kind, the kind where you actually did not look in the mirror before leaving your house and you catch a glimpse of yourself at the $40 shoe place, $40 or less place, and you look in the mirror and you say to yourself, holy shit, I allowed myself to go outside like this, and then look to your brother and he agrees with you and is laughing his ass off. Yeah, that's some different shit. But I've been in the other kind of comfy where, you know, I don't have like the Britney Spears mascara running down my eyes, raccoon shit. And it's worked for me. And there's two separate instances that I can think of that stand out to me. One of them was when I first moved to New York. I had no friends, knew no one. I was on my way to the gym. It was summertime. It was late at night. I was wearing leggings, a sports bra, probably like a little zip-up hoodie and sneakers, hair slicked back into a bun, not the snatched middle part Hailey Bieber Bella Hadid bun. I'm talking the bun that you do when you actually just don't want your hair in your face and you don't care that you look like a piece of shit conehead. And there were these two dudes in this car, and they rolled down the window, invited me into their vehicle to go to the bar, and they were like, why the fuck are you going to the gym at midnight? And because I am such a smart, responsible girl, I was like, fuck yeah, let's go to the bar. That was the young me. Would I do that today? Probably still, yeah. So I did that and I was a fucking hit. Can you feel it, Sleuths? The days are getting warmer and spring has officially sprung, which means spring break is here. which for the older folk, that basically means people are going outside, they're staying outside, and they are staying out way longer. But the thing is, who wants to deal with those post-party struggles? I know I don't. I mean, I quite literally and physically can't at this stage in my life. And that's where my spring break essential comes in, which is Taste Salud. Say goodbye to the Sunday scaries with Taste Salud's hydrating drink mixes. Listen, I started my spring break a little bit early last weekend when my best friend Allie came to town, and we had a night or two on the town, and how I felt, honestly, come Monday morning was better than any spring break party you can imagine. And that is a rare occurrence for me and has only started happening since I've started drinking Taste Salud religiously. Because unlike those big name brands we all know, Salud knocks it out of the park with their one-of-a-kind flavors. I'm drinking one right now. And no, it's not because I plan on drinking any kind of alcohol, but just because I'm trying to get hydrated and energized. I'm obviously drinking the horchata flavor, but you get to enjoy flavors like cucumber lime, hibiscus, and they even have mocktails now. Say hello to Paloma and strawberry margarita. Filled with electrolytes and vitamins that support hydration and boost immunity with less sugar. I'm talking only 1 gram of sugar per stick. This is exactly what you need to get your Sunday fun day going, regardless of what the rest of the day entails. And here's the best part. They're sharing the love with all of my listeners. Enjoy 10% off your first purchase with the code SOFIA10 at checkout. That's SOFIA and the number 10 at TasteSalud.com. Cheers to health this spring break season with Taste Salud. This is the best story and just explains this topic perfectly. I was with Ali Asmar, one of my best friends, and I was in Los Angeles for a work trip, and sometimes she'll drive up from San Diego and like spend that time with me. And I had just finished a super long day of work. I washed my makeup off. So did Ali. We went to this like burger joint. And instead of heading back up to the room, I was like, I want to do a little nightcap. Let's hang out in the lobby of the hotel and just get a couple drinks. And we actually looked at each other and had the conversation. Like, girl, are you sure you want to be in public like that? So we get a martini, and I am telling you, within 30 seconds, these two dudes, both gorgeous, one of them from Australia, one of them from LA, sit down next to us. Actually, he was from London. It doesn't really matter, but like kind of matters. Like, I don't know. I'd rather fuck a guy from London than Australia. And I was like kind of looking around and looking at Ali, and we were thinking the same thing. What the fuck is going on? There's 20 supermodels over there who actually got ready and actually look presentable. And it was a bit perplexing. The dude from London kind of gravitated towards me, and I kid you not, he kept trying to tell me, mind you, they're on shrooms, but nonetheless, he kept trying to say, oh my God, Mila Kunis, you look exactly like Mila Kunis. And he said it over and over and over. And I asked Ali, I literally asked Ali when we got home that night, 8 hours later, do I like do I kind of look like Mila Kunis? Bitch, no. She cut me off right away. Absolutely not. I don't know what that guy was talking about. Girl, you don't. And that's what real friends do. So why do guys do this? According to this TikTok article, A, you just look more approachable. So it's easier, right? Less pressure for them to go up to you. B, low maintenance. They think that you look like a low maintenance chick because you are dressed as such. Therefore, I don't know what low maintenance equals when it comes to boy math. I'm going to assume it equals pussy available and open for business, or I'm going to assume it equals I can take her to Chili's. I think it has more to do with the aura that you're giving off, because when you step out in heels and a teeny tiny dress where you have to be sucking in your tummy and yada, 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 you're more inhibited, more aware of your surroundings. And if you show up somewhere in sneakers and sweats, you can fucking do the cha-cha slide. You can do the worm. You can do a cartwheel. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just it's a totally different vibe if you're in that type of clothing and you're more laid back. And I think you also show up to said place with that mentality. And I think that energy gives off a vibe that people want to vibe with. You know what I'm saying? And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. However, this is the biggest takeaway for me, and this is where the university portion wraps up, and this is my thesis. Are those the kind of guys you want to attract? Do you want to attract the dude that is down with you wearing sweatpants and not giving a fuck? Yeah, when you guys start dating, but right off the bat, do you want the dude who is too intimidated to approach a girl who looks like she has her shit together and is wearing heels and looks a little more expensive, maybe a little more classy? I want to be with a dude who's fine approaching both women and is not scared that, like, my drink order might be, you know, not Tito's, but it could be Belvedere, and my olives, I might want stuffed with blue cheese. No, it's not even just about the money. It's the confidence in the man to be like, I will go up to either girl. It's just about the girl. I don't give a fuck what she's wearing. So take that with you and just be weary of What kind of guy are you attracting with what you're wearing? Boom. And that's that, guys. Okay, sleuths, I love you guys so much, and I will talk to you next week. Oh, also, do not forget to check this out on YouTube. I am wearing little gray sweat shorts that I'm sweating through. If that doesn't entice you, I don't know what else.